About 1958, I was boarding in a home near Wilbur Doll Shops, and I was tending the garden because I was quite interested in plants and so on. And somebody came along and said, "Oh, you know, you're obviously a gardener." That I wasn't, of course, but as a consequence of that meeting, I was volunteered to collect subs for the Horticultural Society for that part of the town. Yes, I guess about 50 or 60, I guess. It was tiny, around about £5 at the most. It may have been as low as £2, but I found out that it was quite an active group at that time. It met once a month for meetings, and these brought in speakers of renown and not of renown, and general meetings that we had, which were quite informal. They were the regular meetings of the group. Their meeting place, as far as I remember, we met in Trevelyan House, which was in the centre of the town, next to what was the cottage hospital there. And we met on a monthly basis, except for the summer months. And we moved around from there because we lost our tenure in various meetings. We moved to Focolare, where at the bottom end of Parkway. Then up to the church in Parkway, the Anglican church in Parkway, St. Francis. Those are the three meeting places that I seem to remember, but that happened over a period of 15 years maybe. Yes, the meetings were just part of our activities. The shows were a really public exposure to the town, and we had three competitive shows a year, very actively and manually supported. That is, there were plenty of people who would put things up and help put the marquee up and lay on the water, lay on the electricity and so on. Very competitive, not aggressively competitive, but in those days there were people who grew roses, really fine, very fine quality roses, for example, in the summer show, and sweet peas, and in the autumn, in the spring show, daffodils of the national quality, in fact. It was the same people exhibited in the RHS shows down in London, and again in the autumn shows. They were our exposure to the public. We had marquees on the campus and where the Memorial Garden is now. There we had them, and in halls too, like Focolare and elsewhere. And those shows evolved over the years because people gradually moved away from being willing to do manual work. People were used to doing this, and even older people participated in not much. Well, there were flowers, of course. There were pot plants of flowers again. The flowers in great variety, dahlias and chrysanthemums in the later part of the year, daffodils and potted alpines and so on at the start of the year. And fruit, of course. Fruit was because people did grow, because the town was famous for its fruit growing, because there were orchards built into the town in the early days. And there were lots of people who grew fruit quite seriously, you know, and strawberries, and terrific quality from what I remember. And they were experts, of course. We brought in outside people, yes, who were accredited judges. So that the shows were really the centre of our activity, you know, because they took up a great deal of work. The meetings were somewhat ancillary, but nevertheless they were well attended, with up to 100 people crammed into a hall on a Tuesday night over about 8 months. Added on to that, we participated in things like Contact. You know, you may have heard of Contact, but we always made a garden there whenever that opportunity arose. And we built something along the lines of what we did for the informal shows. As I say, they were informal. They were higgledy-piggledy, but colourful. And people say, "Oh, what's that? What's that?" kind of thing. You know? And really, it was a matter of putting ourselves in the public eye in some small way. You know. Good. Dennis Lewis was the prime mover, as you probably know. Dennis had a good way of getting at people like those of us who did the were happy to get involved in it. It was good, you know, because instilled a feeling that this town belonged to us and that we were sharing it with so many other people. We got one, it was one particularly good one we did, and that was when the Queen Mother came. I can't remember what we were celebrating, but I can remember, and I've got some slides of that particular show. That there were spectacular flowers there, gazanias, and a few of our trophies, cups in there, you know, and Lady Mary Rose Bowl. And these would be in our archives somewhere. Beautiful things. I really don't know what sort of them now. We probably detonated them. I think we participated on about three occasions. So they were spaced out. They were not annual events. It would be 8 o'clock in the evening. It would start, and we'd be out at 10. We'd get there because we had to lay out the tables and lay out the chairs. So there'd be a group of us who would be there half an hour, three quarters of an hour early. The ladies would come equipped with cakes and biscuits and so on. Of course, that was an essential part of the exercise. Our chairman may have been entertaining the speaker if that person had come some way, but we all took turns, in fact, entertaining speakers, because people did come from Surrey. There were regular people who came from Oxford. These were generally renowned horticulturalists who were nationally known, including, well, I can give you names again, but nevertheless, you can find them in the records. But the Director General of Wisley came, Christopher Kell, the curator of Oxford Botanic came, and they came on several occasions. Because they had been a large group of people there who were enthralled by various things as obscure as variegation in plants and viruses and things like that. It was an hour's talk, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, as short as we could make it, tea and coffee, and then there'd be at least three quarters of an hour of questions. And it would go on after that, because we had to put the whole lot away. It's generally very informal, you know. It was associated with those meetings was a seed exchange. That is, people brought seeds and plants along, and these were free. These were just offered around to people, and people packeted large amounts of surplus seed and so on. So that was always very, very good. And came on to the meetings in St. Francis Church Hall, where we moved from formal shows into this tea party come show. Then we started running a January meeting, which was a supper, and that started around about 1975 maybe, and that was very well subscribed to, because it was a good supper. It was a hot meal and plenty of trifles and cakes and goodness knows what, which impressed a fella like me. Yes, that became a fixture. And there was another major thing, of course, which was garden visits. The garden visits, we fitted in three, and that is something that's increased in its complexity, because we used to have three visits, coach visits a year. We take away about 40, 45 people away on a Saturday, and we'd get as far afield as Gloucestershire in the west, the Arboretum at Westernwood, and as far south as the south coast, get down to the famous garden like Sissinghurst and Nyman's and so on. Wisley, of course, was a quick run down, which was just over an hour. That would fit into the spring, as would the Saville Garden in Windsor Great Park, get up to Cambridge and Oxford, and about 3 hours coach ride. That suited a fair number of our folks, and people were looked after, of course, you know, people who didn't have a chance to travel at all, I suppose, and that went on for the whole period that I was part of the group. Well, the committee was about a dozen strong. I started, well, attended the evening meetings, and really, as the show work diminished, I found myself the membership as a secretary, the outings person, arranged speakers, and I became the treasurer, and they made me a life member at the end of all this. It was a West Side centred organisation. The people were seen as blue collared people with time for growing pot plants, whereas the folks that I knew over at Woodall were potato growers and and rose growers and so on. You know, they were competitive in a different kind of way. From the sons and daughters of people who were involved with the shows brought along their sons and daughters from, you know, certainly for the shows, they were young people, they were young teenagers, you know, from 12 onwards who came along and involved themselves. Because there was so much, you know, there were plenty of things to do, like hoses, water, you know, audio sound, you know, they were all happy to get themselves involved in that, cart things around and carry things. That was certainly the case. We had the help of the people up at the nursery.
Which nursery?
The Digswell nursery. Oh, yes, because there were people there who helped us. In fact, would bring a van down and carry some of the stuff for us. And there were one or two people there, and one of the younger people, he was an apprentice there, and for years afterwards, he would always come to the shows and help us out.